You're listening to Your World Today on Radio Islam International. What is the greatest bounty that a servant can enjoy? It is something that is alluded to in many verses of the Noble Quran. And that is the Ridwanullah, the pleasure of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Tawbah, وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ Allah has promised the believing men and women جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِيَ الْنَارِ gardens beneath which rivers flow. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا they will remain in there eternally. وَمَسَاكِنَ طَيِّبَةً فِي جَنَّاتِ عَدْنِ and pure homes in the garden of eternity. وَرِضْوَانٌ مِنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرٌ and the pleasure of Allah is the greatest, and that is the supreme success. وَرِضْوَانٌ مِنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرٌ The pleasure of Allah is greater than all the bounties. أَكْبَرُ مِمَّا هُمْ فِيهِ مِنَ النَّعِيمِ فَإِنَّ نَعِيمَهُمْ لَمْ يَطِبْ إِلَّا بِرُؤْيَةِ رَبِّهِمْ وَرِضْوَاهِ عَنْهُ Because all these bounties will be of no benefit, of no enjoyment, without seeing Allah. And the bounties of Allah will pale in comparison to actually seeing Allah. So the pleasure of Allah is greater than all bounties that are found in Jannah. It is stated in the verse of the Noble Quran, قُلْ أَأُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِخَيْرٍ مِنْ ذَلِكُمْ That should I not inform you of what is better than everything? For those who believe, there will be gardens beneath which rivers will flow and they will remain in there with pure spouses. وَرِضْوَانٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ And they will have the pleasure of Allah. وَاللَّهُ بَصِيرٌ مِّنْ عِبَادٍ And Allah is all aware of His servants. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمْ خَيْرُ الْبَرِيَّةِ Indeed, those who believe and do good deeds, they are the best of Allah's creation. Their reward is by their Rabb. Gardens of eternity beneath which rivers flow, and they will remain there forever. Allah is pleased with them, and they are pleased with Him. That is for those who fear their Rabb. Now, Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu writes that in Allah tabarak wa ta'ala yaqul li ahl jannah, Allah will say to the people of Jannah, Ya ahl jannah, O people of Jannah. And they will say, Labbaik Rabbana, we are present, O our Rabb. Wa sa'daik in all goodness are in your hands, Ya Allah. And Allah will say, Hal radhitum? Are you happy? And they will reply by saying, Wa ma lana la narda'u. What could possibly be a reason for us not to be happy? وَقَدْ أَعْطَيْتَنَا مَا لَمْ تُؤْتِ أَحَدًا مِّنْ خَلْقِكَ And you've granted us that which you've granted none from your creation. And Allah will say to them, أَنَا أُعْطِيكُمْ أَفْضَلَ مِّنْ ذَلِكَ I will grant you what is better than all of that. And they will say, Oh Allah, what could possibly be better than that? And at that point, Allah will say, أُحِلَّ لَكُمْ Ridwani, I'm announcing my pleasure to you. فَلَا أَسْخَتُ عَلَيْكُمْ بَعْدَهُ أَبَدًا I will never become angry at you ever after this. Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal will announce that I am presenting my pleasure to you in such a way that I will never become angry ever after this. Now the question is, how do we attain that pleasure of Allah? The first point is to have belief in Allah and to do good deeds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمْ خَيْرُ الْبَرِيَّةِ Those who do good deeds and believe in Allah, then they are the best of Allah's creation. Allah is pleased with them, and they will be pleased with Allah. The second is to be willing to spend your nafs, spend yourself, free yourself for the sake of Allah. لَقَدْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ Allah is pleased with the believers when they pledge their allegiance under the tree. And this exhibited what was in their hearts, and Allah sent down peace and tranquility upon them. So that is the second way. The third way is to announce your freedom, your exoneration from all types of polytheism, attaching partners to Allah, to display your animosity for that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that you will not find such a people. لا تجد قوما يؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر. That they believe in Allah and His Messenger, yet they have love for those who have hatred for Allah and His Messenger. That cannot be the case. The Sahaba was such that those who hated Allah and the Messenger, they found no love in their hearts for them. وَلَوْ كَانُوا أَبَاهُمْ Even if it was their fathers, or their parents, or their offspring, or their siblings, or their family. And this was such a powerful message of dedication to the Deen of Islam that Allah announced, أُولَٰئِكَ كَتَّمَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمُ الْإِيمَانِ These are those whom Allah has ingrained Iman in their hearts. And وَأَيَّدَهُمْ بِرُوحٍ مِّنْ And supported them with the spirit from Allah. And Allah will enter them into gardens beneath which rivers flow. They will be pleased, or Allah is pleased with them, and they will be pleased with Him. These are those who are part of the army of Allah. Indeed, it is the army of Allah who will be successful. Sheikh Abdul Rahman bin Sa'di, rahimahullah, said that those who can attain these qualities mentioned in these verses, then they have the greatest bounty and the most virtuous, that Allah will become happy with them in such a way that He's never angry with them ever again. And they will be pleased with Allah, with what Allah had granted them from the different types of honors and hospitality and the reward, that these people will feel لا يرون فوق ما أعطاهم مولاهم غاية. They will think that there can be nothing greater in what they have received. The fourth way to attain the ridwanullah, the happiness of Allah, is by kalimatun tayyibah, a good word. Inna rajula la yatakallamu bi kalimati min ridwanillah. A person says a statement of the pleasure of Allah. Ma yadhunnu an tablugha ma balagat. You would never conceive what it could possibly reach. يَكْتُبُ اللَّهُ لَهُ بِهَا رِضْوَانَهُ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ And as a result of that, Allah will write down, Allah will stipulate His pleasure for that person up until the day of Qiyamah. That Allah will remain pleased with that person simply because of what He had said. The fifth point is Ihsan, kindness and charity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالسَّابِقُونَ The foremost from the Muhajirin and Ansar, and those who follow them in goodness, Allah will be pleased with them. Follow them in kindness. Allah is pleased with them, and they are pleased with Allah. Allah has prepared for them gardens beneath which rivers flow, and they will remain in forever. And that is the supreme success. What we need to understand is that when we have an object, then we need to work hard to attain that. And our object is the pleasure of Allah. And there are things that we need to do to attain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.